position. Focus a logo for the back-to-back world champion. Pistons undebatable. Flesh is biodegradable. People ego deflatable. See no evil and play the role. I'm Peter Gabriel with a sledgehammer. Blood standards, red-handed, set standards, dedicated, a deal of proof. Abel Miracle, Fanny Lou Hamer, Marla Riggs, Nina, and Fred Hampton. Yeah. There goes the neighborhood like Fred Sanford next door to Ned Flanders. These cats pop off at the mouth like over Redenbacher. My lyrics open up the portal, see your seven chakras. Helicopter circling, watch the exchange of Betty Crocker. So poppers and bent and drama, prevent it, remember not for smash. Various, various, various on the roadblocks. You don't get it, get it, you do you. The struggle don't stop and don't quit. Worldwide winning with solid globe shotters. Don't try to sit home if you stuck in time or broke watch. Smash. Smash. Walls of hate, end it for the next ascendance. Watching them fall from grace, repping for the independence. Futuristic sound, you just missed it now. Present with the essence, who we ball, but it all is fake, yeah.
But you don't pay attention, man.
That's why your power is the size of your attention span. Miller said it best.
But you don't pay attention, man.
That's why your respect's the size of your attention span. It's fresh air when I'm speaking to y'all. Sometimes it falls upon deaf ears like I'm speaking to walls. I ain't preaching to y'all, breaking cycles of violence, not repeating they flaws. Open up your memory bank, I got the key to the vault. Serving the antidote to Alzheimer's, deleting and stalking. Go below, but think it over. We the leaders we've all been waiting for. Believe it, heed the call, breathe it, keeping involved. These lyrics, he seekers deplete, we the silver speakers dissolve. Each generation must find its mission, fulfill or betray it. I know that ours is more than just being killers of players and making millions of papers. Our blood is spilling the haters. Too much injustice among us, is it still a complacent?
Yeah.
Smash the walls of hate, end it for the next ascendance. Watching them fall from grace, repping for the independence.
Futuristic sound,
you just missed it now.
Present with the essence, who we ball, but it all is fake, yeah.
But you don't pay attention, man.
That's why your power is the size of your attention span.
Killer said it best.
But you don't pay attention, man.
That's why your respect's the size of your attention span.
Smash
the walls of hate, end it for the next ascendance. Watching them fall from grace, repping for the independence.
Futuristic sound,
you just missed it now.
Present with the essence, who we ball, but it all is fake, yeah.
But you don't pay attention, man.
That's why your power is the size of your attention span.
Killer said it best.
But you don't pay attention, man.
That's why your respect's the size of your attention span.
Wanting people to listen, you can't just tap them on the shoulder anymore. You have to hit them with a sledgehammer. And then you'll notice you've got their strict attention.
Listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the basement of Carruthers Hall, Queen's University campus, Kingston, Ontario, Turtle Island, and you're listening to Bashback Radio. And unfortunately, it's just me, DJ Fries, this week. DJ Flip is away, and other people were not available to join me, so we're going to have another edition of me talking a bit by myself. Sorry that it's just me. I guess we'll get started on today's show with just a couple of community announcements. First up, we have this Thursday at 7 p.m., one of the final Radfrosh events. Dan Dorian of Tyndanega is coming to campus to speak. That's happening at the Four Directions Aboriginal Student Center, which is 146 Barry Street. It's right behind BioSci. Basically this event is about the Mohawk struggle on the Bay of Quinte, which is about an hour west of Kingston. People have been fighting for justice and land for generations. Dan Dorian is going to speak about the Mohawks' most recent struggles and the emergence of a new culture of resistance. So Dan has stood in defense of the Tyndanega Mohawk peoples and their lands in the face of the overwhelming repression of Canadian colonialism. Once again, this is a Radfrosh event, which is being put on by OPIRG Kingston. Next community announcement is about the Push It Hip Hop Festival, which is being presented also by OPIRG Kingston. Very exciting, Kingston's premier Hip Hop Festival. This is going to be taking place and next week, starting next week, starting Tuesday, October 19th, and it's sort of a couple of film screenings, and there are also going to be two major performances. The first is Thursday, October 21st at 9 p.m. At Time to Laugh, and it is The Narcissist is coming to Kingston to perform, and he's going to be performing with Testament and Fallen Ones, and I'm going to play a bit of The Narcissist here for you tonight. He's not queer, but we want to promo the Hip Hop Fest, and we also really like The Narcissist. He's really awesome. The next show is Friday, October 22nd at 9 p.m. And it's going to be Nomadic Massive. We're going to be performing with Unconscious Encore and also Queen's own Flow Performance Crew. This is also happening at Time to Laugh. And tickets for each show are $8 in advance, 10 at the door, and you can purchase them at Neon or Brian's Record Option. $8 in advance, so make sure you get your tickets, because I'm sure they're gonna go fast, especially for two amazing performers like these. Like I said, there's also two film screenings, and for the full festival schedule, you can visit the Oprah Kingston website, which is operkingston.org. Really, really exciting Hip Hop Fest. And final community announcement is for the final Survival 101 event, which is a series of events being put on by the Queens Coalition Against Racial and Ethnic Discrimination. And this event is called Defining Community. So it's basically about the importance of community and building strong networks of support and solidarity, especially in the face of struggles against the racist systems of oppression that permeate this university. And this evening is designed to be a basis for building community across university boundaries, to unite racialized students, staff, and faculty, sort of out of the often really isolating environment that is the larger Queens community, in order to create supportive anti-racist networks. So it's sort of just a relaxed meet and greet between students, professors, teaching assistants, and staff, and this is happening in the Banbury Women's Center from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. You can drop by whenever, and dinner is being provided by QCred. This is the final event in the Survival 101 series. There was an event a couple of nights ago, or last night, the Breaking the Silence panel, which I was unfortunately unable to attend, but I heard was really a really amazing event. So be sure to check this one out as well. And that's it for... that's it for community announcements today. I think we're going to go into some music. But before that, just sort of outline what I'm going to talk about on today's show. Last week, there was a vigil that happened on Queen's University campus last Wednesday evening. And this was a vigil for, was it Wednesday? I don't think it was Wednesday. And it was a vigil for those who have, experienced homophobic bullying, sort of brought to light by recent media attention on homophobic and queerphobic bullying and the casualties of it, youth who have committed suicide. There was a vigil on campus last week, coming out of the It Gets Better campaign and all that activity that's been going on. So I'm going to talk about a bit today, sort of what that campaign is and some of the problems with that campaign, which I feel like there's a good idea at the core, but there are definitely a lot of problematic aspects to it, mainly really privileged white, cisgender, queer people, just sort of telling queer youth that it gets better, rather than, you know, listening to queer youth and to their experiences, and sort of valuing the knowledge that they have and valuing what they're experiencing. But we'll get into that a little bit more later in the show. For now, I'm gonna go to a track by The Narcissist. Enjoy.
Feeling when I miss Falah, then wish to God and clouds to lift us all.
Alhamdulillah.
I wonder if BB can ever see me, and if I go back to Basra, will it ever receive me?
Bismillah.
Homies that have the time to talk, now I wish for stars that angels find a wharf.
Alhamdulillah.
I stand ordered the strength of my sister, kiss her and thank God our mission is planned for.
Bismillah.
Mamati, inti hayati, mom the best one, hold her close to heart like my left.
Alhamdulillah.
For the truth and the being is beaming as the moon queen, you bless my future to be with.
Bismillah.
For the soul's anguish, love, and the moment my brothers program these drums.
Alhamdulillah.
We put the truth to the test, proof that we bless students of this music at best. It goes. Way before militants try to split this law.
Alhamdulillah.
For every living day that we spent in the rays of the shams while we praise the condemned.
Bismillah.
Wish I could take it back and lift the harm, make a track, erase the past that we missing.
Alhamdulillah.
You spoke so right, we listen wrong, living raw more than a living song. Give it
Bismillah.
All. So I don't rely on an image or man-made divisions for land, slave, prison,
Alhamdulillah.
Excuse me if I use it loosely, forget to bow down and pray. How proud are they? Hope you hear the whispers, then ask which stance should I sway, betrayed by whispers.
Alhamdulillah.
Forever hope this lasts, and we live class. Without a ball and a chain, a slave falling in claim.
Bismillah.
We're forever holding a peace. Wicked streets, crippled little beams, rippling through the Middle East.
Alhamdulillah.
May God bless the dead and gone, forever strong, a better song, breaking bitter bonds.
Alhamdulillah.
For this world and this spot, to this song, with these words for hip hop, say Alhamdulillah. Stay humble and rhymes for eyes, hate your hunger. It's like a jungle sometimes that makes you wonder.
Not LB, fire up my heart when our eyes meet, drawn together, cause opposites attract, magnetic fields react, contact, our souls interact, everyone off the dance floor felt that, you're so divine, as your eyes gaze into mine, I climb to heaven, on the dance floor, I was more than going to score, my spirit starts to soar, I close core, quickly hitting the floor, our bodies we explore, reuniting with the love I've known many lifetimes before, loving you can't be a crime, not LB, you're not LB,
make it break, make it shake, feel the earthquake, feel the heat in your bones, when you're burning at the stake, your skin on mine is so divine. Your berry is sweet like blood red wine. About to shine the light like a dynamite. You're like fresh fruit and the time is ripe. Take a minute, I wanna spit it.
Do you like my hat? Cause it is fitted. Nar Elbi, Nar Elbi, Nar Elbi. You're not LB.
On the dance floor, getting naughty. Temperature sore, his body brown, tempting me to get down. Everybody shaking their booty to my sound. My vibrations creating love nation, tantalizing your senses. His skin on mine makes me want to grind. Repeat, let's do that one more time. Like an orgasm, I'ma make a climax as we wax. Give me that booty so we can tax. Repeat that, let's do it one more time. Like an orgasm, I make it climb. Max as we wax, give me the booty so we can tax. You're not LB, not LB. You're not LB, not LB.
Let's get lifted, you are gifted. Since I met you, the earth has shifted. Fire, wind, air and all. The elements are on my roll call. Don't drop the ball, the season is fall. I'd really like to meet you in the bathroom stall so we could do the dirt, yeah, make it twerk. Sometimes I like it when it hurts. Now we're going berserk, from the bed to the floor, all over your body, I explore. I love you, believe me, it's true. When you're not around, I'm feeling blue. Not LB, not LB, not LB. You're not LB.
Crudas de Cuba para el mundo, internacionales presentes. Crudas Cubanas
resistiendo.
This is hip hop
resistiendo.
Black people
resistiendo.
Inmigrantes
resistiendo.
Latinoamérica
resistiendo.
Revolucionaria
resistiendo.
Gané por la India, por Austin, lo sé. Somos crudas, fuera vista, feministas, en mi pista. No comer nada, llegaron las crudas a cambiarte la vida. No comer nada.
When I say true, you say da. Cruda, cruda. When I say hip, you say ha. Hip, ha, hip, ha. When I say black, you say beautiful.
Que es mucha, internacionalista, Cuba, Colombia, Ghana, Australia, China, Rusia. Nuestra lucha, nuestra lucha, nuestra lucha. Nuestra lucha explota como la gambucha, cruda sanando a la mujer que es lucha, internacionalista, Cuba, Colombia, Ghana, Australia, China, Rusia. Nuestra lucha.
When I say who, you say that.
Latina, camina, latina, camina. When I say Cuba,
cómo se hace hip hop.
Women unite.
De Cuba, cruda in the house.
Welcome back. You're listening to Bash Back. And I'll just run through those tracks that we just played for you. That last one was Las Crudas with Resistiendo. And before that, we heard from Nar with Nar Albi First Love, Fire Love, sorry. And before that was The Narcissist with Hamdullah featuring Shadia Mansour. And make sure to check out The Narcissist live in Kingston on Thursday, October 21st. And be sure to get your tickets soon because they're going to go fast. Yeah, for today's show, I'm going to talk a little bit about the It Gets Better campaign. So there was a vigil on campus last week. Where, you know, a few people came, we lit some candles. I was actually really happy with the turnout. It was a really good turnout, especially in the rain. And we stood there for a couple of minutes, and then some words were said, and then we left. And definitely vigils are really important, and I think play a really important role in honoring those who are the casualties of queerphobic and transphobic violence, and it is really important that we honor those people. But I think when all it is a vigil, that is problematic, that there needs to be something more, that it needs to be more than just lighting candles and saying a few words and maybe standing on a part of the sidewalk for a few minutes. I think it needs to go beyond vigils. It needs to actually become some kind of action. And you know, the It Gets Better campaign is all about hope, and all about there being hope for the future, and you know, telling queer youth that there's hope, it's gonna get better. You know, I'd like to see, instead of hope, is some actual change, which is so hard to come by in mainstream queer organizing, especially recently, unless that change has to do with marrying the state or allowing queer people to serve in the military and to, you know, inflict masculinized military violence on the bodies of people of color abroad. So unless it's around those two things, there's been very little in the way of action in queer communities, mainstream queer communities. I mean, I don't want to downplay the work that's being done by so many queer people and by, you know, those who are sort of at the heart of this whole campaign, queer youth who organize every day to survive and to organize to support each other and to love each other, and that organizing just gets totally belittled, and sort of gets to the heart of what my real issue is with this campaign, is that the work that queer youth are doing is just totally marginalized in the it gets better narratives, because the It Gets Better narratives are all about you know, the lives of those who are not queer youth, and who are sort of telling them, who are just speaking to them and not listening at all. I think that's sort of my biggest problem with this whole campaign, is that there is a massive lack of listening going on. I think it's really important to listen to what queer youth are saying, because this campaign doesn't in any way try to listen to what queer youth are saying and to give them the support that they need. You know, it's not actually about giving them any kind of like material support. And I think, for me, one of the most problematic narratives in a lot of the videos that I've watched is sort of playing up coming out as being like the best thing that you can do and as being a really positive thing and something that everyone should do, when in fact, you know, that's not necessarily the case for a lot of queer youth who you know, experience extreme violence when they come out, and encouraging queer youth to come out when there are no safety nets for them if they encounter such violence is just really stupid and irresponsible, and just like, it speaks so much to the privileged position that those who are making these videos are coming from, because it just speaks to how far removed these people have become from the realities of the oppression that queer youth experience. I mean, when so many queer and trans youth, especially queer and trans youth people of color, come out and, you know, experience homelessness and end up on the street, and there are no services to support them. And, you know, what are our community, what is mainstream queer organizing about now? It's about Prop 8, and it's about Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And even, you know, in Canada, there's like so little happening in the mainstream, like so little happening in the way of providing services to homeless queer youth, who are then, you know, brutalized by police, who are criminalized by police, in street sweeps and all sorts of different techniques that the police use. And, you know, so many queer and trans youth end up in prison, and where is the organizing around queer people in prison? I mean, there isn't any. There's so little. Like, I feel like the people who are making these videos don't care about queers in prison and are doing, like, what is, I mean, I don't know. Someone show me a video where these people are talking about, you know, queer youth in prison and queer youth in the injustice system. Like, someone show me that video and maybe sort of I will change my tune about the It Gets Better campaign. But so far, all I've seen is a lot of paternalistic videos coming from extremely privileged positionalities that are just underwriting the experiences of queer youth and who are just talking to them, not listening, and, you know, who are proposing this narrative of like overcoming adversity and, you know, leaving your small town full of bigots and coming to the city where it's going to be so much better, when in fact, you know, queer communities in cities are often so violent and so racist, so classist, and spaces which are not safe for women, spaces which are really misogynistic, which are only safe for, you know, wealthy, able-bodied gay men. I mean, proposing a narrative that that queer youth are gonna overcome this like high school experience and come into like this great welcoming queer community is just an outright lie. I mean, we know that community doesn't exist, and that there is very little work being done by people with privileged positionalities to transform their own communities, and that's not what It Gets Better campaign is about. It's not about transforming queer communities. It's not about even confronting, you know, the heteropatriarchal and white supremacist violence that queer youth experience. It's not about that at all. It's about, you know, underwriting their experiences and just sort of telling them that it's going to get better, when, you know, that's not a reality for so many people. Okay, I've been talking for a really long time, and that was a really long rant. So if you're still listening, I'm going to go to a piece by Stacey Anchin that I think is... well, it's an amazing piece, and it fits right now pretty well. So we're going to play this piece and then be right back. Thank you.
back to the stage, Stacy Ann Chin.
Naked. So this, you know, when I came out as a young lesbian, you know, 100 years ago, it was radical to be young, black, and a dyke, and who, you know, knew, you know, you wanted to like live in resistance, and it was sexy, and women weren't shaving, and we were like saying fuck you to the government, and you know, it was sexy. And these days, you know, it's becoming more sexy to be in the middle, you know, to kind of, you know, shave your armpits a little bit, you know, kind of, you know, say I'm a dyke, but I kind of look like a straight girl, and that's, you know. So, you know, this is a letter that I kind of wrote, which kind of began with the gay community, and then it talks about some of the stuff that's happening. Being queer has no bearing on race, my white publicist said. True love is never affected by color. I curb the flashes of me crashing across the table to knock his blonde skin from Manhattan to Montego Bay to bear witness to the bloody beatings of brown boys accused of the homosexual crime of buggery. Amidst the newfangled fads and fallacies, the new age claims that sexual, racial, and economic freedom has finally come for all. These underinformed, self-congratulating, pseudo-intellectual utterances reflect how apolitical the left has become. It is now commonplace to hear young activists say, I can't explain why, but the term lesbian just comes across as confrontational. Why can't you just say a date? People. Tongue and courage tied with fear. I am at once livid, ashamed, and paralyzed by the neoconservatism breeding malicious amongst us. Gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, ally, questioning, two-spirit, non-gender conforming. Every year we add a fucking letter. Yet every day I become more and more afraid to say black, or lesbian, or woman. Every day, under the pretense of unity, I swallow something I should have said about the epidemic of AIDS in Africa, or the violence against teenage girls in East New York, or the mortality rate of young boys on the south side of Chicago. Even in friendly conversation, I have to rein in that bell hooksian urge to kill motherfuckers who say stupid shit to me all day. Bitter branches of things I cannot say out loud sprout deviant from my neck. Fuck you, you fucking racist, sexist turd. Fuck you for crying about homophobia while you exploit the desperation of undocumented immigrants to clean your hallways, bathe your children, cook your dinner for less than you and I spend on a tax-deductible lunch. I want to scream out loud, all oppression is connected, you dick! At the heart of every radical action in history stood the dykes who were feminists, the anti-racists who were gay rights activists, the men who believed being vulnerable could only make them stronger. As the violence against us increases, where are the LGBT centers in those neighborhoods where assaults occur most frequently? As the tide of the Supreme Court changes, where are the marches to support a woman's right to an abortion? And what are we doing about health insurance for those who cannot afford it? HIV/AIDS was once a reason for gay white men to act up. Now, your indifference spells the death of straight black women and imprisoned Latino boys. Apparently, if the tragedy does not immediately impact you, you don't give a fuck. A revolution once pregnant with expectation flounders. Apathetic and individualistic, no one knows where to vote or what to vote for anymore. The faces that now represent us have begun to look like the ones who used to burn crosses and beat bulldaggers and fuck faggots of the ass with loaded guns. The companies that sponsor our events do not honor the way we live or love or dance or pray. Progressive politicians still dance around the issue of gay parenting, and the term marriage is still reserved for those unions sanctioned by a church-controlled state. For all the landmarks we celebrate, we are still niggas and faggots and minstrel references for jokes created on the funny pages of a white heterosexual world. The current LGBT manifesto, the current left manifesto, is a corporate agenda, and outside of that agenda, a young boy dressed in drag is sucking an adult dick for his dinner. A woman is beaten every 12 seconds. Every 2 minutes, a girl is raped somewhere in America. And while we stand here, well-dressed and rejoicing, in India, in China, in South America, a small child cuts the cloth to construct you that new shirt, that new shoe, an old imperialism held upright by the misuse of impoverished lives. Gather round ye, fags, dykes, trannies, and all those who are committed to radical social change. We are not simply at a crossroads. We are buried knee-deep in the quagmire of a battle for our very humanity. The powers that have always been have already come for the Jew, the communist, the trade unionist, and the terrorist. The time to act is now. Now, while there are still ways that we can fight. Now, because the rights we have left are still so very few. Now, because it is the right thing to do. Now, before we open that door to find that they have finally come for you.
That piece we just heard from Stacey Enchin is called Opening Celebration. And it's a really amazing piece of hers that I've been listening to a lot lately. I think she touches on sort of a number of things that are really strike at the heart of the It Gets Better campaign and the problems with it. One of which for me is basically the way people have been treating this campaign, and just the attention that it's got from different celebrities, and just the overall media attention that has been on it. You know, it's been a huge spotlight, which is in a lot of ways good, you know, that people are paying attention, but that it's coalesced around this campaign is really problematic, because when you treat things like this as really revolutionary, you know, it just, as I was talking about earlier, it undermines a lot of the work that queer youth themselves are doing, and that queer youth, queer youth are the ones who are actually, you know, surviving this, and who are fighting it on a daily basis, and who are doing work on a daily basis that's, you know, goes unrecognized. They're building, you know, networks of support and love to sort of deal with the oppression that they face daily. And that work is being ignored by this campaign. And, you know, what's being focused on is those who are in really privileged positions, who are producing these narratives that, as I was talking about before, whether you agree or disagree, I think are really problematic. Now I think I'm going to read a piece that was written by DJ Flip after the vigil last week. Here goes. Tonight, many of us huddled on the corner of University and Union, candles in hand, holding vigil for the youth who have committed suicide due to homophobic, queerphobic, transphobic violence in schools. The rise of media attention to a problem that has long plagued queer trans youth has prompted action in our own community. With Ellen DeGeneres and Dan Savage weighing in on the issue, we tell our youth that it gets better, that the bullying stops, that there are communities who will love them, that families who can't look at you may change their mind, that your friends become your family, that there are places where they can feel safe. All this can be true. But there is something that we're still missing. Bullying is a symptom of a larger problem in our communities and in this country. Yes, same-sex marriage is legal, woo, But it does not stop the continuous erasure of our identities within the healthcare system, the government, the media, and the education system. We live in a nation where our Minister of Immigration, Jason Kenney, actively refused to mention our LGBTQ communities in the immigration guide, where Stephen Harper did not even bother to put the gender and sexual identity rights on the table at the G20 meetings, where I still step into a doctor's office and the immediate assumption is that I am straight, where upon disclosure that I happen to be queer, there is still no discussion about safe sex, where people still have to balance CAMH funding with their own gender identity, where women's organizations still exclude trans women within their spaces, where abuse victims are still dragged through the legal system, where fat bodies are still commonly seen as unattractive and unwanted, where people of color and indigenous people are still subject to institutional and everyday forms of racism, where broken storefront windows cause more uproar than the lack of housing for low-income folks, where the word accessibility is thrown around for good measure while funding is cut for those with special diets. These things are not better, and racism, ableism, classism, and transphobia found within our communities needs to be addressed. We cannot tell youth that it gets better when we are not actively working to solve the problems that plague our communities. We cannot hide the violence the police do on our bodies is just as, if not more, damaging and scarring as the bullies in school. We cannot hide the fact that though our sexuality is accepted in some communities, it does not mean that our race or class or disabilities are valued, legitimized, or understood. I am no more queer than I am fat. I am no more queer than I am a woman. I am no more queer than I am a person of color. We, as multiple communities, need to understand each other and the ways in which oppression manifests in our own lives. We need to find ways to resist the larger structures that continue to oppress members of our communities in a way that does not step on each other to do so. Only then can it truly get better. And that was a piece written by DJ Flip, and I really wish she had been here to read that. It would have been a lot better than me reading it, but I still really wanted it to be read on air, and she did also, so, and I'm just gonna leave today's show with, or today's, the portion of today's show, which is me talking with that piece by DJ Flip, and gonna get to some more music, so thanks for tuning in, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Forgot how to bloom, whose moon forgot how to change into suns to illuminate the gray days. This is a song made for color boys, whose heroes forgot how to fly, whose wings were clipped with raging cages, waited to take them with no reasons why. This is a song made for color boys, whose up-ins had never come up, whose mothers and fathers became the sons and the daughters of revolutions, eternal corrupt.
Yes. So this is for the color boys like me, brother fence walker fringe society, pressurizing exponentially.
This is for the color boys like me, dirty, dirty the city streets, literary geeks that control, alternate and delete to reboot. We be the strange fruit, blackberry sweet juice. We be rigging your reel, telling our truth. We got moods like Langston Hughes. Be the county color blues, be the soul of his shoes. Marvin White's black bird taking flight with words, with our pens and manifestos. We bougie and ghetto, thug and crud, the nigga please and nigga what? The XX of the mic check, we be the boys suspect when they fail to love themselves well. We enter Zaki's warriors, homo revolutionary males, following our hearts, we spark sunshine in the dark, DDC, famous outlaw MCs, we get free.
We on some other shit, spit those things, choke on it, hit me on MySpace, JP rap, sick with it, call me Gaylord, build the face, the fire grace, and those who expire, Ricky Cox. Jose and Tanya. We miss your bad love, won't retire. Ready to blow like Golden State Puff. White girl, we done had enough. Moist and sticky on the same brain. Like cotton fields painting yesterday's rain. How you gonna make it through all the pain and all the anguish? Fall to the death and stand tall. Fall to the death and stand tall.
So this is for the color boys like me. Brother Vince, smoke a free society. Pressurizing exponentially. And yet we travel song. Well, I was born inside of a pot of gold. At the end of a rainbow that no one knows. So the answer is clear if we recognize it. Looking for truth and look to my eyes.
The point is this colored noise. This joint is for colored boys. This is for Essex, for Solo, Donald, and Marla Troy. This is for Amy, for Melvin, Clark, for County C. This is for Larry Duckett, for Joseph and Jimmy B. For cousins and lovers, who could it be? Because you would laugh. This is for Luther, Poetic, Easy, and Sugar Shaft. For brothers whose names will never know, I'ma get it right. LaFaja, Infinity, Ninja, twisting it through the night. In spite of the pressures and expectations of high desire. Like Van, who paid us through slings and arrows while walking by. Before more, I Afro, so homo stories will see the light. The slice had me frightened, and now I'm ready to fucking fight.
Chocolate covered rainbows. Black boys, get on down.
Shade of brown. I like to see it get on down, 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 down. Love to see that boys get down. I like that UK Irish brown. I like that Tamil Trini brown, 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 brown. Love to see the sound. Love to see the sound. I love to see the brown. I like to.
So this is for the color boys like me. Brother Fence, Walker, Fringe, Society. Pressurizing exponentially. Yet we start a song. Well, I was born inside of a pot of gold. At the end of a rainbow that no one knows. So the answer is clear if you recognize it. You're looking for truth, then look to my eyes. Chocolate covered rainbows. Black boys, get on down, 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 down. Chocolate-colored rainbows. Love to hear that sound, 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 sound.
Look out, boom, boom, boom. I'm begging you.
I'm begging, I'm begging, I'm begging you to look out. A bomb, a bomb, a bomb. Come on, look out. Boom, boom, boom. I'm begging you to look out. Boom, boom, boom. Look out. Boom, boom, boom. Another one bites the dust. Look out. Boom, boom, boom. I'm begging you to look out. Boom, boom, boom.
Queer Aslan renace con mis palabras, reminding the world that for centuries my village has denied me. Ignore the fact that among them people like me live. People with the same brown face, same voice that shouts revolution. Pero nuestra revolución es diferente. Una lucha más complicada because establishments have taught us que no somos nada. I'm a rare breed of sin, something more complex than skin. A folklore of lies, magical mythology, and unwritten law. Soy del pueblo olvidado. Más allá de las montañas, cerca del corazón del sol queda mi casa. Y no tengo nada. Solo la mirada perdida cuando miro los caminos. The pathways that they have left for me. Narrow-minded ideologies, enslaving theology, wicked hypocrisy.
Build it from the ground up. Yeah. Institutions become ruthless and the world's in ruins if the fascists rule this. It's the truth, it's what you wanna do, kid. Get loose, free your mind to the fullest. Truth test, only pass with a cool head. Organize and mobilize in them group led. Them police listen up cause of what you said. Fuck free prison, we preach out free men. Fighting for our people to the end. It's a win-win situation, reunification. Stick to the basics, why pretend we fighting? With no limit to our strength, surviving every night, attacked in war. Don't let them tell us we don't deserve more. Aid for the poor, less price for the rich. Brace yourself, cause the masses won't relent. Yo, we build it from the ground up, ground up. That's why we build it from the ground up, ground up. Yeah, we build it from the ground up, ground up. Yeah, we build it from the ground up, ground up. Yeah, we build it from the ground up, ground up. Yeah, we build it from the ground up, ground up. Yeah, we build it from the ground up, ground up. Yeah, we build it. Yeah, we build it. Yeah, we build it from the ground up, ground up. Yeah, we build it from the ground up. Yeah, we build it from the ground up. Yeah, we build it from the ground up. Tripped on a rock and fell down on a mountain. Caught in the trout and the air was drowning. Pale or brown skin, why you clowning? When all our people been around for thousands. Uh-oh, am I moving too fast or too slow? Where you at, the aftermath, no control. Trace your steps back and catch up as you go. Find a Ku Klux Klan man, catch him by the toe. Excuse my tongue, but you gotta let him know. Now they change clothes, maybe live next door. Don't wanna start war, but stand ready. Like the innocent indigenous among many. You said freedom was plenty, but you lied and wonder why we fight so deadly. Divide our families, then leave us empty. So who's the real terrorist? You tell me. Yeah, we build it from the ground up, ground up. Yeah, we build it from the ground up, ground up. Yeah, we build it from the ground up, ground up. Yeah, we build it from the ground up, ground up. Yeah, we build it from the ground up, ground up. Yeah, we build it from the ground up. Yeah, we build it from the ground up. Yeah, we build it. Yeah, we build it. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Wanna look for my community. Everybody wanting to be free. So show me, cause I need to believe. Need to believe. 1, 2, 3. Wanna look for my community. And everybody wants to be free. So show me, cause I need to believe. Need to believe. 1, 2, 3. Wanna look for my community. Everybody wants to be free. So show me, cause I need to believe. Need to believe. Need to believe. Need to believe. Build it from the ground up. Can we build it from the ground up? We can build it from the ground up. Yeah, 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 yeah
Well, the man down on the corner just said, Jesus will save my soul. And the men in their pretty little business suits just stared at them as they go. And I can't help but feel a little bit envious of him. To know the difference between good and evil and know which side is gonna win. But I'm just a dirty little queer down on Michigan Avenue. I ain't gonna do nothing special, ain't gonna do nothing new. But I'm holding this boy's hand and he sure is pretty. Lord, how I love springtime in this city. I love open tuning. The woman on the bus just said, Jesus forgives. And I'm hoping at the pearly gates, they just wave me in. My name will be on the guest list and you know I'll be drinking like the band. Got a seat at the VIP table next to her right hand. I'm just a dirty little queer riding this bus downtown. I ain't got nothing but this song, so I'm gonna sing it loud. And I'm holding this guitar in my hand and it's sounding pretty. Lord, how I love springtime in this city. I went to the Pride Parade yesterday. And them Bible-beating protesters, well, they sure had a lot to say. They told me I'm going to hell if I don't repent. And homosex is a sin, but it's a tasty, tasty sin. I'm just a dirty little queer, don't know why or how. And I would be a fucking liar if I didn't have my doubts. But I'm holding this girl's hand and she sure is pretty. Lord, how I love springtime in this city. Well, a man down on the corner said that Jesus could save our souls. We just kind of laugh at him as we go.